Good morning, everyone. This is Monty here from Olympia, Washington. If anybody's on the call, please feel free to speak up. Give me your name.
Good morning.
Good morning, and this is?
This is Whitney from Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Nice to hear your voice this morning.
Yep, nice to hear you.
Has arrived.
Who else arrived on the call?
Good morning. This is Steve. How's everybody today?
Morning, Steve. Doing good.
Good morning, everyone. It's Betty. Good to hear you.
Good morning, Betty.
I'm Wendy.
How are you today?
Great, thank you.
Has arrived. This is Mary Lou in Texas.
Good morning, Mary Lou. This is Bonnie Deeds in Olympia, Washington.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. If there was two of me, I'd be just, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Great. Me too.
Great.
It's been so long since I've heard you. What have you been doing? Have you been on roof calls or what?
Pardon?
Were you on Ruth's calls for a while or her program in the morning?
Sure, Joanne.
Has arrived.
Yes, I was. I was on Ruth's. Learned a lot, had a lot of good information that's really kind of helped me out.
Great.
Studied a lot of different things and just be beneficial. And then Ruth made some choices, and so and not doing the calls in the morning. I decided to come and listen to this call and keep my learning and my health headed in the right direction. So I'm kind of new to this call and your format, so I don't really, I mean, I understand it, but.
You more than understand it. You live it, Monty. Torchella, you understand. Oh, that's a funny one.
Well, what
to
I
me.
Meant was. The flow of the call, Edward, why you discuss certain things and do whatever, so that's kind of what I meant by that.
Can I? Oh, goodness, you fall into it better than anybody, better than I do.
Ever since this call started way back when Ruth and you started this call way back, it was a pleasure to be here and listened to all the things, and I think that health is very important. And
sure, Joanne
has left the conference.
And even though sometimes I'll use the word backslide a little bit sometimes in certain areas, that it's always nice to get back on track and be around a group of people that are looking to have better health and see where things are going. And that's exciting for me. Anybody else who hasn't spoke up would like to speak up and give us your name? Well, it's 7:04, so I think I'll go ahead and get the call started. If Char asked me if I would like to be a facilitator on the call, and it was kind of nice to take a break there in between the calls and everything else, but I enjoy this. I love the support group. I feel it's very important, particularly in a nice way to start a day off and to get up and listen to some positive people and some good ideas about health. And like I've always tried to thought, and I said earlier in a couple days ago, is that I love information and I absorb it and I try to do some research on it. I love to validate things. And I can do that through research or utilizing the things that we hear on the call and put into effect in our bodies and see if it's something for us or not for us. And I've always believed that it doesn't matter if how we sometimes
has arrived.
And sometimes in life how we think about certain things or certain people that I always...
has arrived.
And if I can extract that, and over this, as long as it's been going on, for over the quite a few years now, and I don't know exactly how many years, but I've extracted a lot of gold nuggets that I feel have really kind of helped me out and get on track and stay on track. And I've always said this, and I know hindsight is always 100%, but I wished I'd known a lot of things that I have learned now on these type of calls. I possibly changed quite a few things in my life in regards to health, but of course I didn't. And so we take off and kind of go from there. Do you have any ahas or anything you'd like to talk about this morning that's happened over the last week that you've maybe had happen to you, or maybe the new Vital Balance? Well, then what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, is I'm going to go ahead. Like I said earlier, I haven't been on this call, so I don't know what all you've discussed or whatever in the subject. So I'm going to talk about a subject tonight that I became very excited today. Excuse me, got very excited about. And of course, that was coconut oil. And that was one of the things that kind of turned me on to Vital Balance. As soon as the word leaked out and I heard the word the medium chain triglycerides, I really got excited about it. And as soon as I could order it up, I felt it was something that I wanted to have because I knew what it had done to our body. And we did a lot of talking in regards to coconut oil, and thanks to a few people on Bruce College where that basically I was, it came into being to hear this information. So, and we talked about how medium chain triglycerides are very important to our bodies, and we're excited about the new Vital Balance. And one of the things, of course, is the medium chain triglycerides and where it comes from. And I know it comes from the palm kernel oil. Is what they're utilizing in it, but this
has arrived
from a gentleman that I have come to respect and admire in his writings. And of course, that's Bruce Fife, and he's an MD, and he's basically a researcher. And everything that he puts in his books that he writes, he's always got references and for each particular chapter. And I love that because I can always go and validate or find out what it is that really was in the surveys or the studies that were done, medical studies. So today we're going to talk about, of course, the ultimate brain food. And basically, if any food could be labeled, of course, as a brain food, it has to be coconut oil. And that's because of the MCTs in coconut oil are converted into ketones, which act as a high potency fuel for the brain. And like we've discussed and Roger discussed in his call that he did up in Seattle, it was recorded. You know, he talks about the importance of getting the first thing in the morning, having that protein in our bodies to, I like to say, shock the brain and wake it up and get it moving in the right direction because it's getting what it particularly needs. And of course, ketones reduce the brain's need for oxygen and protecting it from injury caused by physical trauma or lack of blood and oxygen supply due to stroke, asphyxiation, or actually sometimes other causes. Goes on to say that ketones have proven useful in stopping the progression of neurodegenerative diseases and even reversing some of those situations. And I mentioned Dr. Mary Newport on the call here the other day in regards to her husband, Steve, and the results that they have gotten utilizing coconut oil and medium-chain triglycerides and putting it in, incorporated it into his food. And the results that they found there. Also, insulin resistance is the primary characteristic of type 2 diabetes, and I am a type 2 diabetic. It is believed to be an underlying problem of Alzheimer's disease. It also increases the risk of Parkinson's disease and various forms of dementia. We were kind of talking about that yesterday a little bit about the brain, and I think that's something that's very, very important. And Alzheimer's patients, like I said earlier, experience marked a cognitive improvement, and coconut oil is proving to be useful in the treatment of insulin resistance and associated conditions by improving insulin secretion and insulin sensitivity. And that's one of the bad things with diabetics, and I sometimes think I fall in that category, is that the cells just don't normally absorb the insulin that my body secretes that it needs to, and that's what causes some of the problems I have or have had and getting them a lot better. This coconut oil can help preserve the brain. When added to foods, and I know Sashar sent out some recipes the other day, or she talked about her fudge that she mentioned, and I noticed that she adds coconut oil in that. And I've really incorporated coconut oil in regards to my cooking. There's nothing else in the house anymore. I do have some olive oil that I use every once in a while, but when added to foods, coconut oil slows down the digestion of carbohydrates, allowing the glucose to be released into the bloodstream at a steady pace. Even pace and moderate blood sugar levels, and I find that that's very important when I eat a carbohydrate or whatever that is very high, and release that sugar quickly into my body, that's when my blood sugar spike, and it's not good, not good at all, particularly for our organs and our body, because it's just not important. All of this improves insulin and blood sugar control, which is important for both the body and the brain. And anytime we, unfortunately, people that, you know, you don't have to be a diabetic to have the spikes in sugar that we have, which, of course, is not beneficial to us. But MCTs are absolutely essential fat for the growth and development of the fetal newborn brain. From what researchers have been discovering in recent years, they also of great value in maintaining healthy brain function and protecting against neurodegenerative diseases. One of the things that kind of amazed me about coconut oil or medium chain triglycerides, and that is a simple fact that how important it is for the newborn prior to the fetal in the mother's womb that they need this kind of stuff in order to actually have the brain develop the way it needs to develop. And in the womb, newborn infants rely on ketones as an important source of energy and as an essential source of raw materials for building of the brain tissue. So in other words, the more medium-chain triglycerides that the child gets, or the ketones, I should say, which medium-chain triglycerides turn into ketones, is very, very important for that child's actually development. And I think that might be some of the reasons that we have the problems that we have today, and I want to make a state right up front that I have no medical background whatsoever. I'm just a person that became interested in the type of things that are healthy for our body, but I really feel that a lot of the things that are happening to younger children, and I'll use the word autism and ADD and ADHD, and in my opinion, that's some of the causes of why the children don't function properly, and that is in possibly the brain has not really developed the way that it has. And after birth, ketones are still necessary for a period of time to satisfy basically the same needs. Infants get their nourishment from mother's milk. And while ketones are not supplied in the milk, their precursors, medium-chain triglycerides, are. And as milk is digested, MCTs are broken down into the individual medium-chain fatty acids. And some of these fatty acids are converted into ketones, while others are released into the bloodstream as free fatty acids. So the fact, basically, that medium-chain triglycerides can enter the brain is very important, particularly for those in the neurodegenerative diseases. Besides supplying energy and building blocks such as like ketones, medium-chain triglycerides do something fatty acids, I should say, do something ketones cannot do. Medium-chain fatty acids can protect the brain from infection, and that's one of the things we really learned in looking at coconut oil and all the things that it can do. But this unique fatty acid actually processes powerful antimicrobial properties and capable of killing diseases causing bacteria, virus, and function. And one of the things we found out about mother's milk is this apparently is another reason for nature puts medium-chain triglycerides in mother's milk. In fact, medium-chain fatty acids in mother's milk serves the infant's primary defense agent against infection for the first few months of life, and while the immune system basically is still developing. And I thought that was kind of interesting, and knowing that other than breast milk, there are very few good dietary sources of medium-chain triglycerides. By far the richest and natural source of medium-chain fatty acids are in coconut oil and palm oil, and of course palm oil is what they use in our particular drink. And there are more MCTs, medium-chain triglycerides, in coconut oil than there are in mother's milk, a lot more. And we're finding that the more the child can get them into the mother's milk. I was just amazed when I read and found the research that medium chain triglycerides is basically the only way that the child basically can get that is through the mother's milk itself. And also, they've even taken, and now if you ever look at formulas, they're even putting formulas of palm oil and coconut oil into the formulas for the baby. But the other thing it does, that studies have shown that medium chain triglycerides and fatty acids are effective in killing bacteria that can cause health problems, such as gastric ulcers, sinus infections, bladder infections, gum disease, cavities. It goes on and on, from anywhere from pneumonia, and they kill fungi and yeast that it caused ringworms. That amazed me. Athlete's foot. We had a gentleman on the call that wasn't athlete's foot, but he had some problems with his feet, and he started soaking them in coconut oil and rubbing coconut oil on every day and every night, and basically the infection that he had on his feet kind of went away. And they kill diseases, and this is the other one that amazed me, was influenza, measles, herpes, mononucleosis, and hepatitis C. But the thing that really kind of made me really perk my ears up to what medium-chain triglycerides are important and fatty acids, and that's when I found out that basically that they are now being able to take the HIV/AIDS virus, and there are numerous studies that are being published, and even entire books describing the antimicrobial effects of medium-chain fatty acids derived from coconut oil for the purpose of AIDS. And I was watching something one day, or Dr. Fife happened to say on one of his the recordings that I was listening to, is that they asked Magic Johnson, for those of you that don't know who Magic Johnson was or is, he was a very powerful Lakers basketball player who attracted AIDS disease to his body, and one of the things they asked him, did he feel that was the very important factor in why he was recovering the way he was, and he said it was coconut oil. And they're finding that a lot of the people that have very bad cases of AIDS, that if they incorporate coconut oil into their food, they're utilizing it through food and this type of way of getting it into their body, that they actually are now starting to improve, and it's one of the things that are being very, very important to people with that particular type of condition. So when I read all that, realized the power that was in coconut oil and what it could do for our bodies, it just absolutely amazed me. As safe and effective as they are, of course, medium chains fatty acids do not kill all microorganisms. Consequently, some disease-causing organisms are unaffected, like the rhinovirus and things like that, the common cold, but mostly other things, it really has a powerful, powerful way of keeping those things under control. So about 85% of the fatty acids in coconut oil exhibit antimicrobial activity, and the most important germ-fighting fatty acids in coconut oil are lauric acid, mystic acid, and caprylic acid. And if I don't pronounce these words right, somebody speak up. But all are saturated fats and all except mystic acid, which are medium-chain fatty acids. And one of the things I'm finding, and I know it's really working for me, is that the medium-chain triglycerides and that power that it gives to the brain in the form of ketones is very, very important to all of us, and particularly our children. I know Roger even talked about, I believe it was in Seattle, or somebody even asked him, the question was, or maybe it was on a call that he did, was that they asked him, how young could a child be? And I believe he went down even below the age of 1 year, but not a whole amount, just a very, very, very small amount to be consumed by the child. So when I look at that, and what Neekin did and came out with this particular product, I absolutely got excited about it, because I knew the value that it was going to do for an awful lot of people. And of course, as I get younger, I really feel that I need that. If any time I can get assistance to help my brain be what it needs to be and function the way it needs to function, I definitely need it. So like I said, hindsight is always important, when we know that we can look back and realize that we'd have done certain things, how much better we could have actually treated our body. Our body's a marvelous machine, you know, and Janine talked about it, Jenny, excuse me, talked about it yesterday, the power of the brain and all the things to keep that going. And I've always thought to myself, the power of the brain. You know, I put my hand in front of my, out in front of me, and I just move my little finger, and I think, man, just the power of that brain in order to send those signals, to move those muscles and nerves, to make that little finger move. And I've just come to realize that I'm basically a body with a brain, not a brain with a body. And I really feel that the brain is so important. Anything we can do and anything we can learn that will assist us in that venture to me is absolutely important. Anybody have anything, comments you'd like to say? And please feel free to speak up.
Absolutely. Cyril, I can't find the word here I'm trying to say. On the coconut oil, incredible job, and things that I had, if I ever knew them, I'd forgotten about. I did do some reading on it myself, but, you know, it's just like when you understand the importance of it, my goodness.
Well, Char, how much have you gone into coconut oil on the call much?
Not at all. We haven't.
Maybe I started the wrong place. I probably started a little earlier about some of the values of it.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, the people that are on here for the most part are, you know, seasoned people. They've been around. I don't know who we may have that is newer or hasn't been on for some time. But it's the, we don't, the idea of why this has continued on is that we each pull different things and we benefit, like, you know, from each other's information. And I was even thinking that when you first started, that when you were talking about Ruth not doing her call, she's just doing a different direction. And
right.
She needed the time to do that, and we needed the time to cut back on the length of call that we had, and make it, the hugest part is, I want it as people are coming into this new product, new people coming in, that they've got a support base, and most of them don't realize the importance of it. Some of them have been on other programs, but they've never achieved the success, so they still don't put the importance to the support. And every program that's ever run that has the success level behind it has a support situation for it.
Well, and you know, so, I've been on Ruth's call, and you know, when you and Ruth did it together way back when, and I'll tell you, that support is so important. So what I really enjoy is getting up there, you know, in the morning and hearing all this information that's available and different ideas, and I just love it. And I don't, you know, sometimes I want to take everybody in the call and just give them a group hug, because anytime people give information that is important and to our health and whatever, I really enjoy, and I just love it when people give information. And this support group, I'll tell you, is, in my opinion, is a key to a lot of things. And like you said, what group that really gets started doesn't have it, is effective, has a support group.
Yeah, I don't know of a single one. There's a few, very small percentage of the people out there that will do this without being connected. You know, sometimes they choose a buddy to do it with, and that works out great too. But the resources that we have between us, the years of experience, and it's not to toot our horn. That's not the reason I'm saying this. But it's just to try and have others understand, you know, what they can gain and the things that we've been through, because everybody thinks their situation's a little bit unique, and the negatives that have fed in to keep them chained to where they are, through their life, many of them, you know, never knew anything. I had one tell me from 2 years old she knew she had been programmed to be where she is today. And how in the world can she ever expect to get away from it when she's in her senior years? I said, no. We have those choices.
Yeah, and everything, you know, and it's talking about choice. Everything we do is a choice, whether it be good or bad, it's a choice. It's like when, you know, I look at these calls and then the amount of the results that I got on the original call and, you know, and getting away from the call due to personal reasons. And I don't want to get into that this morning, but my priorities became different than what they were because my sight went to somebody else's health more so than mine. And when you don't have that support group, it's very easy to fall off the wagon and, use the word backslide. I've heard about that a lot in my life. But, you know, if without the support group, it's just, for me, it was just difficult to stay on track. And of course I didn't, and things went back to where they, not as bad where they were, but I'll tell you, it's nice to be back on track again. And I always will thank you and Ruth and the other people on both calls and now joining this call that it just means so much to me personally as an individual. I want to thank everybody.
As does the other people on here, you're more than welcome. We're so blessed to have you. I was so excited to see you and be able to give you a big hug because I thought of you so many times and wondered where and what was happening in life and if it was still there for you at times when I had, you know, I would go around asking, you know, who of you have heard from Monty or seen him or, you know, he is doing okay, isn't he? Because I had no idea at periods of time, gaps in my time frame of being connected because we weren't. And so that was just a real joy for me. But the selfish motive for me, as many others can say the same thing, is that when you're up here doing this, what little bit we have to add into it individually is we get more out of it than anybody else, don't we, Monty?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's just there. And it's a stronger way for me to keep in a better alignment. Not perfect, guys. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
And I know people can look and say, oh, how can you complain about, you know, that? Well, I've been always eating my body healthy. And that's my goal is to, you know, is to improve, is to continually improve. I'm not always getting my exercise in. You know, that's restarted for me. I mean, I can do all different kinds of forms of little things to help that along, but, you know, I can't really say that, no, I didn't cover all the bases in that category by any means. So we can't thank you enough.
Well, I'll tell you, I just think, like I said, everybody in this call over the years has been beneficial, and the time that Ruth had put into her call every morning and whatever just absolutely amazed me that there's people like you and Ruth that take the time, and other people on this call or people that help facilitate or just people that speak up. You know, so that's one thing I've learned is sometimes people don't like to speak up because they feel they don't have much to say. But, you know, you'd be surprised, Char, how many golden nuggets I've got from somebody that just might ask a question. It was just like some, I think it was Betty or Mary Lou, because I don't have the voices down yet on who's who. But somebody asked a question the other day. She said she's having a situation with something. I believe it was the, vital balance or something like that. And to be able to come out and ask that question is so beneficial to other people that people just need to ask questions and get their questions answered. And in my opinion, this is the place to do it because of all the knowledge and wisdom that's on this call through everybody that's on the call. I'm excited about being back.
There's never a dumb question, guys. Never, ever, ever.
I never thought I'd be nervous, but, you know, I'm actually nervous this morning.
Well, that just makes you, raises your metabolism.
Well, you know, when you haven't been on a call with some people and you don't know what they've been talking about or where their mindsets are, it's kind of difficult, I guess, for me to jump in here. But I'm probably putting a lot of emphasis on this call for what it's done for me this morning. But I know it's helped a lot of people on both the calls that you folks have done, and the effort that you put into it is absolutely amazing. It's nice to hear Nancy and Jeannie's voice again, and a few of the people who have been around for quite some time, and the new voices for me is like Betty and Mary Lou and people like that. It's just nice to know that we're here, you know. Whitney, how do you feel about your newborn baby? Do you feel that any of the information that possibly you've gotten in the long run has been beneficial for you in the raising of that wonderful child you have? He's probably muted. But I'm just excited. So I don't know what else to say other than Charlotte 7:30, and I know you always like to wrap it. One of the things I'd like to talk about, and that is one of the things I eat for breakfast real quick, and I can do it real quick. I usually get up and have my shake at 6:30 in the morning, the first thing when I jump out of bed. And then about 2 hours later, I have a breakfast, and I listen to what Roger Drummer had to say, and I make myself a three-egg omelet, and I put in some paprika, some curry, and I mix it all up, and I put two tablespoons of coconut oil, and it's one of some of the best tasting stuff I've ever had in regards to omelet. It's real simple for me to do. So, other than that, Char, you have anything else or a recipe anybody has?
I will, if you don't have one, Monty, to attach, I'll put one on, but if you, you know, if you do, that's great too. You can send it to, Steve at allswell, allswell.org. Steve@allswell.org. I don't know whether I said that right or not. But anyway, he'll put it up, and if you have a title for just an overview of what you've covered, that would be helpful too.
Well, I hope the information...
I'm still getting into that routine, but thank you. Thank you, thank you for all the information. It was wonderful.
Well, getting back in the groove, so just going to have a wonderful time on this call.
We are, and we're going to have new information today, guys, and it's the kickoff of March 1st. So tonight at 6 p.m. there will be a kickoff call. I'm assuming I didn't get the an email on it, but I did get the email for the President's Club call this morning, so I'll be on it to collect it also at 9 a.m. So
yeah, one came out 2 days ago.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you. I probably run right over the top of it. Thank you, Steve.
You know, and Monty, I'm sorry that you're nervous, but we don't bite too much.
I know that.
And we,
you know,
didn't include Steve in that call list either, a facilitator. So he's a huge facilitator.
Oh, boy.
And I mean that by what he does.
He's so helpful to so many different people in the NECN family, and it's a pleasure to have Steve and people like him that are willing to vote what they do to this. It's people like Steve just absolutely amaze me. So, again, I think anybody else have anything you just want to say? We'll wrap this call, I guess, Char. Does that sound fair?
Yep, that sounds good. I'm on the road. I've got an early morning appointment, so I've got to be out of here in a few minutes.
Well, thanks for welcoming me back.
Thank you.
Pleasure, and I hope anytime anybody comes up with suggestions or ideas for calls, it certainly would be appreciated. Have a great day, a great weekend, and
we'll hear you on the call tomorrow. We need to advertise that. I didn't hear you say that. I'm sure you're too modest to say that. But we will hear Monty on the call tomorrow because he's going to be one of them that's interviewed by Vance.
Well, yeah, I hope there's a lot of others, too.
Hey, you'll do your part and do a wonderful job of it. So, thank you.
Thanks, all of you. Have a great week. Yes, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Monty. Great call.
Well, thank you kindly. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
To learn more about NECN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.